Today's daf is Krita Daf Kav Zayin. You're in the end of the Masechet. Tomorrow, B'srat Hashem, we'll have a Siyum. Okay, starting with the Mishnah at Kavav Amud Bet. Hamafrish Shnei Sla'im La'asham. If you remember, most Korbanot Asham need to be two Sla'im. We learn it from Asham Me'ilot, where it says, Kesef Be'erkecha Shnei Shkalim. Shnei Shkalim is Shnei Sla'im, which is four dinarim. We'll get to that soon. So you separate two sla'im, which is the amount you need for a sham. So far, so good. But now, instead of buying one ayil, that was what they used for the asham, lakach behem shnei elim la'asham. He buys two elim for an asham. Now, each one's only worth one, or we'll see what they're exactly worth, but he definitely bought them for only one sela. Im haya acha mehen yafesh shtei sla'im, if of the two, one of them, or even both of them, it doesn't really matter, are valued at two sla'im, meaning, okay, we're going to see later, the Gemara is going to say, he got a good deal. But really, the value of it, okay, he got like a two for one, okay? But really, the value of it was two sla'im. So what does he do? Yikrav la'ashamo. So that one is what happened in this case. He took his money that was designated for korban asham. He bought two animals with it. Now, he's not chayav two korbanot asham. So one gets used for the asham, assuming it's the value. Vahasheni, well, since he separated with asham money, what's the problem? It's sanctified, but he can't actually sacrifice it because it's not chayav and asham. So yireh ad shiyistaev, you leave it to graze, as we do with most of these kind of cases. V'yimacher v'yapluta mavlin nedava, and then the value of what he sold it for, right? He sells it to get the hekdesh off of it, which he can only do once it gets a mum, and then he puts the money into the kupa of the Beit HaMikdash that's used to buy Korbanot Olah to go on the Mizbech. That's an easy case. Now we get to more complicated cases. Lakach behem shnei elim lechulin. He took this hekdesh money, and instead of buying an animal with it that he was supposed to buy, or two animals with it like he did in the first case, he buys two animals for chulin, not for sacrificial purposes. Now he's moel, right? So number one, he was chayv and asham to begin with. But now he did what we call me'ila. He used hekdesh for chulin. So now he's chayv another asham. He's now chayv his original. He was chayv an asham. We don't know why. And now he did something again. He took the money he separated for his asham, his guilt offering. He now has to buy another asham with it. So what happened? In this case, again, he buys two animals. Now, if echad yafeh shnei sla'im, ve'echad yafeh asara zuz, now this is kind of if by chance, okay? He took his two sla'im or shkalim, and he bought with that money two animals. So we assume they're each worth about a shekel. But it turns out they're actually worth more. Okay, again, he got a really good deal. Well, we'll see. Maybe they went up in value. We'll talk about that later. So if one happens to be worth two, and one is worth 10 zuz, okay, dinarim and zuzim are the same, shkalim and sla'im are the same. So 10 zuz, if we said before, 4 dinarim or 4 zuzim to a shekel, so how much is 10 zuzim? 2.5 sla'im, okay? So now what's the significance of the amount 2.5 sla'im? Well, that is, if you remember, if he's, right now he's moel. Because what did he do? He took the money. He spent it on chulin. So he spent his two shkalim on chulin. What does he have to do? He has to, number one, bring an asham me'ilot. Number two, he has to bring two and a fifth. And that's two sla'im plus a fifth. What's a fifth? The fifth is really a quarter in halacha. When we talk about chomesh, it's really a quarter because it's a fifth of the total amount. In other words, once you add that and the fifth. So it means it's really a quarter more. So now, perfect. Two sla'im and a quarter of two sla'im is 10 zuz. It's 2.5 sla'im. Okay, right? Because quarter of two is a half. So what do we have here? One of them is worth the value of the asham he was supposed to bring in the first place. The second one is worth the value of what he's supposed to pay to the mikdash because of the me'ila. Remember, what is me'ila? You stole something. You stole, you have to pay back. You have to, number one, bring a korban asham. Number two, you have to bring the value plus a fifth. So the second one happens to be worth a value plus a fifth. Okay, so if that's the case, shnei sla'im yikrav la'ashamo. So the first two sla'im are going to be, now that we have these two animals, one's worth two, one's worth 2.5. So what are we going to say? The first one will be your asham me'ilot. So take that first animal. Remember, the guy is chayav now two ashamot. He has, the first is the asham he took the money out in the first place. The second is for his asham me'ilot. So now the first animal, which is worth exactly two, is going to take care of your asham me'ilot for what he did right now. The second one, okay, this is interesting, Hasheni lemi'ilato. The second one is basically you're going to kill two birds with one stone. You're going to bring your korban asham to the mikdash by since this animal is worth 2 1/5 of what you spent, we're going to say sacrifice it, and that will be the payment. That's what are you owing? You're owing your first asham to the Beit HaMikdash plus a fifth. So now take an asham that's worth 2 1/5 of what you, or 2 1/4 of what you did. So take that second one, covers his first asham plus the fifth. So you're kind of fulfilling that sacrifice, right? You're replacing it with something that's worth a little bit more, so it's perfect. You do it all in one shot. Let's say you have, again, we're starting off with, you took two sleim for an asham, but in the third case, echad la'asham ve'echad l'chulin. I charted this out so you could also see easily. One for an asham, one for chulin. Okay, one you bought the asham that you were supposed to, and one you separated it, you bought an animal for chulin, right? With one seller this, one seller that. Im hayashal asham yafesh te sleim. If the first one was worth 2 sleim, yikrav la'ashamo. That takes care of his asham. V'hasheni l'me'ilato, and the second one will cover your me'ila, v'yavi ima sela v'chumsha, and you bring with it another sela and chomesh, because the second one is only worth a sela, so you need to add another sela and the chomesh to take care of your me'ila. Okay, we're going to have to understand that case a little better in a bit. So the Gemara first asks, my me'ilato to katani resha. If you notice here, okay, you can even look in the chart, it's very easy. But both of the last two cases said Hasheni lemi'ilato. You see that? They both said Hasheni lemi'ilato. But we're now going to see that the Sheni lemi'ilato in each case is a little bit different. Okay? So now the Gemara is going to say in the Reisha, which is really the Emtza. Okay, it's not the Reisha, it's the second case, but it means Reisha compared to the Seifa, the last case. The first time it says Hasheni lemi'ilato de katani Reisha, Hasheni lemi'ilato, Ilema, what's it referring to? El Asham. Does it mean it's for your El Asham? Is it Lememra de Chomesh Bahade Ayel Maitele? It's saying that you can bring your Chomesh with the El. You know, the first thing they think is, okay, if you remember when we described this, this is where it gets a little tricky. We said that, look at the second case. Hayafesh de Slaim Yikrav La Ashamo. That's for his Asham Mi'ilot. Right? That's what we said. And the second one, Lemi'ilato, means it covers his first korban asham, and he's basically replacing what he stole with the fifth. Okay, he's replacing that first korban asham. But the Gemara suggests that maybe when it says Hasheni lemi'ilato, it means the second one is sacrificed as your asham mi'ila, which would have been kind of more the pshat of that answer. Okay, so because it's not really clear, it says Hayafesh Shesleim Yikrav LaAshamo Hasheni lemi'ilato. Well, there's two ashams. And one asham is asham mi'ilo. So it would make more sense to say the first one was for your original asham and your second one is for your asham mi'ila. So that's what the Gemara is suggesting right now. But that's a little problematic to say. Okay, we'll explain why. So ilema el asham, the asham of mi'ilo that you're supposed to bring now because of what you just did. Lememer de chomesh bahade ayel maitele. Can you bring your chomesh with the korban? Does it make any, your asham? Generally, we say you have to bring an asham ilot and you have to pay the value plus chomesh. Here, you're basically doing it all in one. You're sticking the value of what you stole with the chomesh and you're making your korban asham ilot out of that. That doesn't make sense. In Bahaktiv, doesn't it say in the pasuk? Ve'et asher chatamina kodesh yishalem. Number one, you have to pay. Ve'et chamishato yosef alav. Which sounds like the chomesh is supposed to go together with your payment, right? Alma bahadeg zelo maitele. And not with your korban. You can't add the chomesh onto the korban. The chomesh is supposed to go with your payment. You have two things. You have payment and you have korban. The chomesh goes with the payment, not with the korban. Therefore, to say that we added the chomesh payment onto the korban mi'ila doesn't make any sense. Ve'od, and second, additionally, katane seifa, it says in the seifa, echad la'asham ve'echad l'chulin, im hayashal asham yafesh tei sla'im, yikrav la'ashamo. V'hasheni lemi'ilato v'yavi ima sela v'chomsha. Alma chomesh bahadeg zela maitele. Here we see that the second one goes for your mi'ila. And what does that mean? And you have to add the sela and chomesh to it. So what do you see? This is all payment, right? The chomesh goes together with the payment because there the sela goes with the chomesh. And there you have to add a sela and the chomesh, which is exactly your payment. Okay, and therefore it seems very clear that the payment, the chomesh, has to go with the selah, with the payment. So it doesn't make sense to say that. Ela mi'ilato. So what does mi'ilato mean? Mai de'itane mehekdesh. Mai de'itane mehekdesh. Okay, so mi'ilato means what you benefited from the hekdesh. V'yesh, in other words, meaning it goes for the original korban. Okay, the original korban asham, you stole from the original korban asham, the two slayim that you had taken out. That's what it means, the mi'ilato is. V'yesh no mishte slayim dafrishenu l'asham. V'lakach b'em shnei ilim l'chulin. T'yafesh shnei slayim. One second. That's why. It's a little bit of a different girsa. It should be d'itani mehekdesh, d'shane mishte slaim. He changed the use of the shnei slaim that he da'afreshinu l'asham, right? Originally, he designated two slaim for Hashem. Now he changed it. V'lakach behem shnei elim l'chulin, right? And instead of doing that, what did he do? He took two elim l'chulin. D'yafesh shtei slaim, the one that's worth two slaim, makriv le el Hashem, right? He uses that for his Hashem ilo. He uses it for what he stole. Okay, and because it's both gzelo and chumsho, right, he covers both his what he stole. He brings this as the asham, and it also has the chomesh payment in it, so he can do it all at once. Umay mi'ilato. And what does it mean, mi'ilato, here? It means gzelo. Okay, it means what he stole. Okay. B'mayu kimta. So now they question, though. How can you say the mi'ila here means this is the payment for his mi'ila and you can all sacrifice this to replace the first asham? My ukim to the mi'ilato d'resha gzelo, but ema seifa echad l'asham ve'echad l'chulin. Look at the seifa though. In the case of echad l'asham ve'echad l'chulin, im haya shel asham yafesh shtei slaim yikrav l'ashamo, v'asheni l'mi'ila v'yavi imo selah v'chumsho, alma mi'ilato el asham. Here the mi'ila is the asham mi'ilot, and not the, right, it says hasheni l'mi'ilato, and then you add the money. Follow, there's a disconnect between the mi'ila in the first case means you bring it as a korban, and you can include the chomesh payment in it. The second case, it says hasheni l'mi'ilato, it means you bring it for your asham mi'ilot, and then in addition, you bring a sela v'chumsho. So how can it be that you have to, right there, mi'ila means korban. And mi'ila in the middle case meant money, right? The value of what you stole. Okay? It already includes the chomesh. So, the alma mi'ilato el asham. So, what do they answer? Resha karele l'milato gzelo, sefa karele l'milato el asham. They just use different, it's the same word, but it means actually different things. Okay? So, or actually, this is right. Rashi says this is still a question. They're saying Reisha Karilei L'milato Gzelo and Sefa Karilei L'milato El Asham. How could you have that? It doesn't make any sense. So, what do they answer? No, Reisha Dehave Le El. Okay, they changed the nusach here. I'm going to read it with a different nusach. Or you could read it either which way. I'll tell you. Reisha Dehave Le El Ruban or Dizabin Karen V'chumsho. In other words, when in the Reisha, what was unique about the Reisha case? Remember we said it just happened to be that second animal was already worth a Sela and a Chomesh. So if you already have the second one that's worth the value of a Sela and a Chomesh, then Karilei L'milato Gzelo, you can actually sacrifice it to replace your original Asham and with the added Chomesh in it, and you've resolved it all in one. But Seifa to Lohave Al Ruban Karen v'chomesh, or lo haba ayel d'zabin, that is either ruban means it was so big or it wasn't so big, okay, or the one that you happened to buy was Karen v'chomesh. That's in the second case, the second ayel wasn't worth 10 zuz, it wasn't worth 2.5, so you couldn't in one shot do both. Then, kari le'el asham mi'ila to, then you can bring it for your asham mi'ila, but then you have to yavima sela v'chumsha, but you have to then make up the ex, right, you have to pay your mi'ila. It doesn't, if it's not the right amount, it doesn't cover it. Okay? So, therefore, they're saying the difference between the reisha and the seifa, and the reason why they use different terminology is because each one, it sort of depended how much the animal was valued. If the animal was valued already at the chomesh, including the chomesh payment, then you could actually bring it to replace your original thing. It covers your gzela because it's actually worth that much. But if not, then you have to bring your chomesh payments separately. You know, your keren and your chomesh. By Rav Menashe Bar Gada, he asks the following question. Bekinus chomshin ma'u shi'itchaper. Okay, this is a bit of a strange question. There's a lot of different interpretations exactly what this means. I'll try to simplify it. If you have a bunch of chomashim that you have to pay, okay, you did me'ila a bunch of times, you have a bunch of payments upon you now about this chomash payment, and you have this amount you set aside for chomash, this amount, and altogether, or you haven't even set it aside yet, but altogether it comes out to 2 sla'im. So could you buy 1 korban, basically, for 2 sla'im, since an asham has to be 2 sla'im, can you buy an asham, can you bring a korban mi'ila in that amount, and with that cover your chomesh payments? It's a bit of a strange question. There's some problems with it, because doesn't your asham need to come with a tashlum? And some people say maybe you already paid the keren already. That you paid the value and all you have left are the chomesh payments. And then could you bring 1 korban asham with all those chumashim, the chomesh added together, and you end up with the value of 2 sla'im, and you could bring it in 1 korban. Again, there's a bit of a debate what exactly we're talking about here. So the question is, ma'u shi'itchaper, would that work? Can you say the following? Im timtzalomer, if one could say, adam mitchaper bishvach hekdesh, mishum de katarach kameh. There's a whole debate about whether, okay, and this is how we're going to get back to our Mishnah. Let's say you have an animal that's worth 1 shekel, an ayil, a ram for an asham, or you just have this animal. Now, it's only worth 1 shekel. It has to be worth 2 shekels. Let's say it goes up in value. You bought it at 1 shekel, but it went up to 2 shekels. Now, there's 2 ways it could go up in value. It could go up in value because prices changed, because the market changes. Or it could go up in value because you invested in the animal. You fed it a lot of food. You fattened it up. And it's now worth more money. So there's a big difference between the two. Right? If you fattened it up, well, then you in the end pay the 2 shekel. If you didn't fatten it up and it just went up on its own, you actually end up with a korban that you didn't pay the 2 shekel for. Now, do we care? Does that matter? Is it, what's important is that as you bring it on the mizbeach, it's worth 2 shekel, because now when you're bringing it, right, and what's the real issue? Is it that we want the person who buys the korban to actually put up 2 shekels worth of money? We want you to spend a decent amount of money on this. Or is it that we want the korban to be respectful? And 2 shekel is a respectful amount. It doesn't matter whether you spent it or not. So that's the question. So the question is, can you be mitkaper b'shvach hekdesh? Okay, well, if you want to say adam mitkaper b'shvach hekdesh, you can be mitkaper with something that went up in value. Maybe that's only, this is going to be the question, mishum de katarach kameh, only if you yourself invested in it. Aval hacha de lo katarach, but in a case where you didn't invest in it, lo mitkaper. O Dilma, or maybe we say, Im Timtzalomer Ein Adam Mitchaper B'Shvach Hekdesh, or maybe we say, people can't get benefit, right? People can't sacrifice. He can't use this for atonement, B'Shvach Hekdesh. That's only Mishum De Lo Afreshe. That's only if he didn't designate, set money aside. Aval Hadin Kinus Chumshim De Afreshe Ika Lamemar Mitkaper. So maybe, in other words, either you say, you can be mitkaper b'shvach hekdesh, but that's only if you did something to it. And here, you just ended up with a bunch of chomashim payments that didn't increase in value because of you. Or do we say, no, really you can't get shvach hekdesh because you didn't, let's say I set aside the animal that was 1 shekel, but it went up on its own for 2 shekels. Oh, I can't do that. But in this case, what did I do? I took a bunch of chomashim, right? I designated it myself and I got myself up to 2 shekels. Okay? The connection between the chomashim and shvach hekdesh is a little bit unclear. Okay? In the second case, they're saying, well, maybe shvach hekdesh is one thing, it goes up in value. Here you ended up with a bunch of chomashim. The idea is here that you didn't really designate all this money. But the assumption here is that with all these chomashim, they're each separate chiyuvim. Like you were chayav a chomash for this one, you were chayav a chomash for that one, you were chayav a chomash for that one. So it's as if they kind of went up in value together, okay? Like on their own, as opposed to you having done it. Okay, that's the idea, that these chomashim were different payments that were connected with other ashams. It wasn't like you separated one asham. It was that it slowly kind of increased in value because of your chiyuv. Again, it's a bit of a loose connection. But that's the question really here is, do we say that you can be mitchaper b'shvach hekdesh, but then maybe only if you actually invested in it? Or do we say you can't be mitchaper b'shvach hekdesh, but here, that's only when you didn't do anything. But here, you actually put together these chomashim, you did it yourself, and therefore it would work. So now they say, and therefore the real question is, d'ibayelihu, what he really is asking is, mitchaper b'shvach hekdesh or lo? Can you be mitchaper b'shvach hekdesh or not? So let's try to figure out the answer to that question. Tashma, let's learn it from here. Hamafrish shnei sla'im la'asham. Oh, quoting from our Mishnah. V'lakach behem shnei elim la'asham. Haya achad mehen yafesh shtei sla'im yikrav la'ashamo. V'ashini yirad shiyisdeh v'yimacher v'yiplut habam l'nidava. Now, what's the case here? Isn't it the case, my lav dezavim ba'arba'ayil v'shavach tahave timnaya? Remember, what happened in our case is, we go back to the beginning. He had two slaim, but instead he bought each aisle for one sela instead of buying one aisle for two slaim. So originally he bought it for four. What's four? Four zuzim is one shekel. He bought it for four, meaning he bought it for one shekel, or one sela. And then, how did it all of a sudden become two? Remember the Mishnah said, if it's worth two, how did it become two? Isn't it not because it went up in value, which would mean, what can we infer from our Mishnah? Shma mina, adamet kaper b'shvach hekdesh, even if you don't even invest in it, right? Because here we have a case where he bought it for one, it went up to two, and you can bring it as a korban. So that would seem to prove that you can be mitchaper b'shvach hekdesh. So then they say, lo, you misunderstood the case. Hacha b'mayaskinam, what's the case? De ozil ro'eh gabeh. The person who sold it to you, the ro'eh, sold it to you for a very cheap price. You got a two-for-one deal. This is what we said before. It was really worth two slaim in the first place. That's why you can bring it. It's just he happened to have bought it for one, because the guy lowered the price. Okay, so that doesn't prove anything. Let's try another case. Tashma. Lakach ayel besela. He bought an ayel for one sela, upitmo, and he fattened it up. Vehemido al shtayim, and he got it up to the value of two. Kasher. So what do you see here? Shma mina, adam etchaper b'shvach hekdesh. Right? Because here, right, it increased in value to two. So what do we say? Lo, pitmo shane taha chaser leitimnaya. No, because what does it mean he fattened it up? He invested four zuzim in it. In other words, in the end, right, what do we care? We care that the person put out two slaim. In the end, he spent two slaim on the aisle. One on buying it, and one on fattening it up. So that doesn't, right? Eight is the eight zuzim. In the end, he spent eight zuzim, which is two shkalim. Tashma, let's try this one. The continuation of that braita says, Lakach ayel besela, if he bought an ayel besela, v'harehu b'shtayim, and now it's worth two, kasher. So what do they say? No, hachanami kishapitmo. It's also when he fattened it up. So that doesn't prove anything. They say, well, you can't say the first case was you fattened it, and this case is you fattened it, because ihachi hainereisha. Well, then it's the exact same case that we just mentioned a second ago, and these are all in the braita next to each other. So what do they say? No, reisha dizabin ba'arba ve'eshbachei ba'arba. The first case is you spent four sla'im, you fattened it up, you spent four sla'im to fatten it up. So altogether, you spent your eight zuzim. Ba'arba achrine, right? You bought it for arba, and then eshbachei, you fattened it up, ba'arba achrine. So in the end, right, the chaser le'timnaya, he was put out eight zuzim, he spent the whole two sla'im. But seifa would be a case, dezavenayel ba'arba, he bought it for four, ve'eshbachei betzlata, and he invested in it three, v'shave timnaya, and it went up, though, one more, it went up on its own, right? It's like any investment, you invest, and it goes up a little bit more. So in the end, it's worth two sla'im, but because you invested seven out of the eight zuzim to get it up to the two sla'im, so you didn't actually spend all the money. So now they say, well, then that doesn't make so much sense, because ihachi emaseifa. Look what it says about that case. So it said lakach al basela vareu b'shtayim kasher, but it says yishalem sela, but you have to still spend another. You have to add another shekel. So if hach, as it sounds like you didn't invest anything, you have to pay a sela because you have to still put up the money. So ha chaser lezayin ma yishalem. In other words, if if you already put out 7 zuzim, why do you have to spend another whole selah, another 4, right? In the end, you're going to have to spend 11 zuzim, which doesn't make any sense. So what are they saying? No. Tashlum de selah. Ma yishalem tashlum de selah. In other words, or maybe ma is the question, and then it says yishalem tashlum de selah. You have to, let's say, you whatever you invested in it, you have to make sure that you in the end put out 8 zuzim. So when it says yishalem selah, it means you have to pay in order to get up to another whole selah, because you bought it for a selah, and then your investment, if it didn't equal a selah, you still have to, you know, let's say, like in this case, you spent 3 zuzim, so you're short 1 zuz to get up to the 2 selahim. So what do you have to do? Put that zuz in the money, right, for the mikdash that goes to korbanot olah and stuff. So you have to fill that in. So now, what does this teach us? If you say you can be mitchaper b'shvach hekdesh, then what does he need to pay this extra zuz? In other words, here we're now saying, if you can be mitchaper b'shvach hekdesh, what does it matter if he paid this zuz? In the end, he doesn't have an aisle worth Nishlaim. His aisle is only worth 7 zuzim. He's missing a zuz. So what do we say? La'olam adam etchaper b'shvach hekdesh. Really you are. Hihachi tashlum desela lo yitain. Well, if that's the case, then you shouldn't need to pay the extra. And it's either you pay the money, but what does that help you? The animal's not worth that much. Or you don't pay the money, in which case it shows shvach hekdesh, you don't need to pay the extra money. So hainu tama de kayav tashlumin de sela gzera shema yumru el pachot mishtei slaim mechaper. What do they say? Really, if you invest in this animal, you invest 3 zuzim, so you're short a zuz still. But it goes up in value. You invest 3, it actually went up 4. So you're good. Your aisle is good. You don't actually need to pay the money. In the end, what does it sound like? It's what we said before, right? There's 2 options. Either we care that you spent the money, or we care that the animal's respectable. No, really we care the animal's respectable. This animal's okay. The problem is that we want to make a gzera, okay? The rabbis made a gzera that what? We don't want people to think that an ayel pachot mishnei slayim works, so we make you put a little money in the Beit HaMikdash's kupa there, so that people will know that you actually spent all eight zuzim for it, okay? Or both, all the full shnei shkalim. Okay, so in the end, they conclude that Adam is mitchaper b'shvach hekdesh, because in this case, remember, there were 2 cases in the Braita. The first one was you invested the full money. The second one has to be different from the first, so they assume the second case must be you didn't invest all the money, it went up a little on its own. It actually works. Why do you have to anyway pay the money? That's just because it doesn't look good. Okay, we don't want people to come to the incorrect conclusion. Even though we kind of concluded from this braita that one would infer that Adam t'chaper b'shvach hekdesh, the Gemara is not convinced. So they still ask, my ha've'ala. So really, what's the halacha? So they bring another proof. Tashma. Bishat hafrasha yafes sela, bishat kapara yafes shnei slaim, yatsa. If, when you designated the animal, it was worth 1 sela, and then when you went to actually bring the korban, it was worth 2 slaim, when you went to do the slaughtering and the blood and all that, then you're yotze, so there you have it, okay? It works, even if it goes up on its own, and you didn't even invest the money. By Rabbi Elazar, now despite the fact that we already have 2 times where they answer this, Rabbi Elazar asked the following question. Adam et chaper b'shvach hekdesh olo. He also asked the question. Here you're going to see Rabbi Yochanan's reaction. We're going to see this happens a bunch of times. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, okay, Rabbi Elazar was a student of Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kama shanim gadel ze b'inenu v'lo shama halacha zo. How could it be that you grow up in my Beit Midrash and you never heard this halacha? In other words, I've said this a million times. What's the deal? Why are you asking this question? So, v'lo shama halacha zo mimeni, okay, and you didn't hear this from me. So, from what can we infer from here? Michal, da amar Rabbi Yochanan. Damar Rabbi Yochanan, can we infer from here that Rabbi Yochanan in fact said this halacha? So they say, yes, in fact, we can infer that Rabbi Yochanan said this. How do we know this? Valhada Amra, on this he said it. Ditnan. It says in the Mishnah, Vlad Toda Utmurata, you separate an animal for a korban toda. Okay, why do you bring a korban toda? Right, there's various reasons why you might bring a korban toda if you pass through a desert or the yam. You're saved from, right, this is why we say Berchada Gomel. There's 4 cases. I'm not going to go through everything now. I want to just move on. But you bring a korban toda. So you commit, I'm going to bring a korban toda. You designate an animal. The animal has a baby, okay? An animal is born from that animal. Utmurata, or you did a substitution on the toda. V'chein ha-mafrish toda tova avda. Right, a substitution, meaning you say, in place of this animal, I'm going to take a different animal, which again, you're not allowed to do, but the tmura ends up being kodesh. Or, if you're mafrish a toda ve'avda, and it got lost, the animal that you designated got lost, these are three different cases. V'yifrish acher tachta, and you brought a different one, and it's dead, and then you found the original one, and you sacrificed the original one. So now, the second one that you designated, or the tmura, or the vlad, ain't tiuna lechem. All of those have to be sacrificed, but you don't bring the bread with them. If you remember, there's 40 loaves of bread that go with Korban Toda. You sacrifice it as if it's a Korban Toda, but you don't bring all the loaves of bread with it. V'shalach Rabbi Chanina mishmed Rabbi Yochanan. On the following Mishnah, Rabbi Chanina said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Lo shanu ela la'achar kapara. That's only in the case where the original animal was actually sacrificed. Divlad ein ta'un lechem. Right, the vlad, if you sacrifice the vlad as a korban toda, it doesn't need bread, only in the case where you actually sacrifice the mother as a korban toda and brought the bread. Aval lifnei kapara, but if you're going to, for whatever reason, take the vlad first and sacrifice it as a korban toda before the mother got used, ta'un lechem, then you have to bring all the breads with it. Now, what do you learn from here? That means that if you take this vlad instead of the mother and use it as a korban toda, it fulfills your obligation of a korban toda. What does that have to do with our issue? Because what's a vlad? A vlad, this is the way, right? This, I'll give you an example. When we talk about an Eved Ivri, we give the Eved Ivri a maidservant to sleep with while he's living as a servant. Why? Kind of one of the reasons is to create more avadim for the adon, right? For the person. They give him a shivchak na'ani, right? And a vlad is considered shevach. It's considered, right, extra, a benefit, right? It's benefit. So here, what do you see? Here you can get atonement from the vlad hekdesh. So what do you see here? Alma kasavar mit kaper b'shvach hekdesh. Okay, the vlad is considered shvach hekdesh, right? The animal went up in value because it had a child, right? An animal, right? It gave birth to an animal. That's shvach hekdesh. And here it shows that if you were to take the vlad before the mother, you would have to bring all the bread with it, and that will fulfill your obligation of the korban toda. So it's clear you can get atonement from shvach hekdesh. So that's where, again, that's where Rabbi Yochanan said it. They said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and that's where Rabbi Elazar should have known. Okay? So another question, since we already had this structure, we're going to bring something else with the same structure. By Rabbi Elazar, he asked the following question. Ba'alei chayim nidchim olo. Or ba'alei chayim, if an animal was supposed to be used as a korban and then gets rejected for use of a korban, is it nidche and can never be brought as a korban anymore? Remember we learned about this concept of dichoy, something that's rejected from the mikdash. It's almost like an embarrassment. It got rejected, so therefore it's rejected forever. Okay? So do we say that an animal that was brought for use but then gets rejected, is it rejected forever or not? So Amar B'Yochanan, Hare Kama Shanim Gadel Zabeneinu V'lo Shama Alecha Zomimeni. Again, he says the exact same thing. That's why they brought it here. How could you never have heard this from me? Michlal de Rabbi Yochanan Amra? Really? Does Rabbi Yochanan say the following halacha? And they say, in, yes, he did, in fact. Dama Rabbi Yochanan, here's our example. Be'mashal Shnei Shutafim. We have an animal that's owned by two owners. Hikdish chetzia, I take my half. Let's say we jointly own an animal. I take my half and I'm makdish it for a korban. Now, I can't do that. That animal, if I makdish half an animal for the mizbeach, but you own the other half and you're not makdish it, at that point, it's considered, I can't bring it as a sacrifice. So it's already nidche, it's disqualified. Okay, because I don't own it. I can't bring something that I don't fully own. So now, what if I go ahead and Chazar v'lakach chetzia, I now buy the other half off of you, so now I fully own it, v'hikdisha, and I'm makdish the other half, kedosha v'eina kreva. The animal is sanctified, but it can't be used as a korban. Why not? Because it was already nidche. When I gave the first half, it was rejected, right? If I would have brought that on the mizbeach, they would have said, well, what do you mean? You don't own this whole thing. You can't bring it. So once it's rejected, even though now I own the whole thing because I bought the other half from you after, it can never go on the mizbeach. However, it does have kedusha. What kind of kedusha does it have? Kedushat damim. Its value is sanctified. Ve'oset tmura. And if I did substitution, it would be effective. Utmurata kayotzeba. And the tmura would have the same status. It's sanctified, but it can't be used on the mizbeach. Shmamina tlat. We can infer three things from here. Shmamina, number one, you can learn. Ba'alei chayim nidchim. Okay, you can learn that. Shema Mina. All right, we can learn that animals that were put on the Mizbeach and were rejected for whatever reason can't ever be used on the Mizbeach. Ushma Mina, Kedushat Damim Madche. You can learn from here that Kedushat Damim, is Madche. That's why, right, it's a different girsa here. Dachim, right, the girsa I have is something else, which is Dachoy Me'ikaro Havi Dichoy. Okay, the second thing you can learn is that if you reject something, okay, there's two types of ways something could be rejected. Something could be rejected because it was good, and then it got rejected. Let's say it becomes tameh, so that disqualifies it. Originally, it was good when I designated it, but then something happened to it. This was never good, right? From the beginning, even, it was never good. So you might have thought maybe that's different. If it was never good, maybe then it could become good. Something that was good and got rejected is almost worse, because it was good, then it got rejected. This is teaching, we don't even care. Even if it was rejected from the outset, it's also a problem. Ushma mina, kedushat damim madche. And the third thing we learn is, the kedushat damim is madche here. That's why I have it as the third here. Okay? That, what does it mean, kedushat damim madche? That there's dichoy even by something that's kedushat damim. Okay? That dichoy isn't only something that can be sacrificed on its own. Okay? But it's even the value of something. Why is that? Because this is a case when I designated that animal for the Mizbeach, my half, my first half, really I wasn't designating, I don't have rights to the goof. So I was really only saying, I want to give the value of this animal to the Mizbeach. But even once I buy the whole thing, I can't bring the whole thing on the Mizbeach. So that shows that even though it was sanctified only for its value, it still could get rejected and be considered dichoy. Okay, another question for Rabbi Elazar. By Rabbi Elazar, whose lutz la'im ba'olam mahu? This is a great question. What if all the lambs went down in value and I needed to bring one for a korban asham and I can't now bring, okay, it's really the rams. I don't know why they call them the lambs here, but I can't find an ayil that's going to be two sla'im's worth. So now what am I supposed to do to bring my asham? Mi amrinan, mivchar nidrechem bi'inan. Do we say korbanot in general? There's a pasuk about korbanot in general, not necessarily in asham. Korbanot is supposed to be brought from the best, and even though nothing's worth two sla'im, I can still find the most expensive one there is, even though it'll be less than two sla'im. The ha'ika, in other words, there is the best, right? There's always a gradation. There's always going to be a range. O dilma kesef shkalim be'inan v'leka. Or do we say, no, it has to actually be two shkalim? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, again, what's Rabbi Yochanan going to say, although he says it a little differently? Kama shanim gadalnu b'beit ha-midrash v'lo shamanu halacha zo. How many years have we been in the Beit Midrash and we've never heard this halacha? Now, it sounds like he's not saying, you didn't know this halacha. It sounds like he's saying, we never heard this halacha. So now they say, v'lo, what do you mean we never heard this halacha? V'hamar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Shimon Yochai, mipnei ma lo natra Torah kitzva b'muchusarei kapara. Why didn't the Torah give a set value for the Nazir, the Yoledet, you know, all those people, not the Nazir, the Mitzora, the Zav, the Zavah, the Yoledet, who all can't go into the Mikdash until they bring their Korban. The reason why the Torah didn't give a value is Shema Yuzlut La'im Ve'en Lem Takana Le'chob HaKodeshim. He was worried that the prices would go down, right, and you'd never be able to go back into the Mikdash. So what do you see from here, right? It sounds like if it goes down in price, you actually can't bring your Asham. Okay, because here it's saying, specifically when it came to korbanot that allowed you, enabled you to eat kodshim, there was no minimum amount put on, and that's in order that we never get into a situation where you wouldn't be able to bring your korban. So, must be what he said was this, Ema lo limdani halachazo. In other words, what he meant to say was, when Rabbi Yochanan said, Kama shanim gadalnu beit midrash, v'lo limdanu halachazo, what, did you never learn this halacha in my beit midrash? In all these years, we never taught this halacha. And then they say, what do you mean? In other words, it must be he did teach it in the Beit Midrash, because Rabbi Zera Bar Ada, or maybe I think they changed the girsa, but he would review the halachot every 30 days, kameh, in front of Rabbi Yochanan, so it must be it did come up in the Beit Midrash. So what he meant to say was, Ema lo nitbaksha lachazo mimeni. No one ever asked me this question bebeit ha-midrash. So this question hasn't been asked of me. Yes, maybe it was taught, but no one asked a question on it. Okay, gufa, Amar Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, mipnei ma lo nitna Torah kitzva b'muchusarei kapara, shemo yuzlu tzva'im ve'en lem takana le'chob ha-kodeshim. So now they're quoting that line, and they're going to go into it. Matkif, a few questions on it. Matkif la abaye, elamayata, chatat chelev, yinatein la kitzba, de la kapara atya. So then, if the case is only for mechusare kapara, where there was no amount given, so why doesn't the korban chatat have a minimum value? Okay, the lav leishdruye b'achila kodshim. In other words, the chatat is not to allow you to eat kodshim. You can eat kodshim even if you don't bring korban chatat. So why is there a minimum value? Why is there no minimum value? Remember, the only korban that has a minimum value is the asham. And matkif la rave elamayata asham nazir lehavale kitzba lehavale kitzba de lebatalahu daate. The asham nazir, this is interesting. The asham nazir, nazir brings a chatat in ola and an asham. But it seems very clear from the psukim that the chatat and the ola are what's necessary for him. This is a nazir that becomes tameh. The chatat and the ola are what's necessary to enable him to start counting his new count as a nazir again. But the asham is irrelevant to the process because it comes after. And the way the psukim work, it seems that the asham is really, there's really no point to the asham. The Torah says bring it, but it doesn't, it's not an enabler. So if that's the case, it shouldn't have it. It should have a kitzbah because it's not really coming lahatiro b'kodeshim or anything. And why doesn't it have a kitzbah? So the Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Ein Lecha Davar Shu Ba Levatala El Hashem Nazir Bovad. In other words, that's the only korban that really has no use, and therefore, why doesn't it have a kitzbah? And why does the chatat chelav have a kitzbah? Sorry, why does that have a why does that have a kitzbah? And why does this chatat chelav not have a kitzbah? And thick answer with Kasha. They don't really have an answer. Okay, now we're going to get into new Mishnah. Hamafrish chatato v'met. Now we're on a different topic. Somebody designates a korban chatat and then he dies. We've learned this before. There's a chatat shemetu ba'aleha. And what do we say? The chatat goes limita. Okay, we leave it out to die. But what if, right now, what if his son wants to bring the chatat? Let's say the son owes a korban chatat. Can he bring it? So it says, lo yivyanu b'no tachtav. Generally, we'd say the ben inherits whatever's the father's. Since the father designated this animal, it no longer belongs to the father. It belongs to Hekdesh, and there's no Yerusha for that. So the son can't bring it in its place. Mechatat al chatat. Lo yivyanu. One second, it should say, lo yivyanu. Lo yivyanu. Mechet al chet. Okay, he can't bring it from his chet onto his chatat. Afilu hifrish al chelev sha'achal emesh lo yivienu al chelev sha'achal hayom. Additionally, if let's say you designate, let's say I ate chelev yesterday, I separate an animal, I didn't yet bring it. Today I eat chelev again. Can I take that animal and use it for the chelev that I ate today? No. Lo yivienu al chelev sha'achal hayom she'ne'amar korbano. Okay, it says. It says Ohodalev Chatato Asher Chata Vevi Korbano, and then it says later on the Pesukim on the Pasuk Al Chatato Asher Chata. So what do we say? Korbano Al Chatato Ad Shei Korbano L'Shem Chatato. Your korban has to be for that chata, for that chait. It can't be for someone else's chait, and it can't even be for your own chait, but a different chait. Okay, so they want to know Manani Mile. Where do we get this from? Even though we already kind of said korbano al chatato, but they're going to darshan along brighta here. Detanu rabbanan, korbano. What do we learn from korbano? Korbano. What does it mean? His own korban. Be korbano hu yotze ve'eno yotze be korban aviv. So now they're going to bring a slew of questions. Yachol lo yotze be korban aviv ve'hemash yifrish aviv min hakala al hachamura u'min hachamura al hakala. Maybe that would mean to say if your father did something more severe and you did something less severe, you can't use his korban. Or the reverse. In other words, any kind of lack of parallelism. He did something kal and you want to do something chamor. Okay, I get that. You can't use his. But maybe, aval, maybe one would think, yotze b'korban shefrish aviv, mina kala la kala, mina chamora la chamora. Let's say you did the same level of avera. Maybe you'd be allowed to use it. Talmud Lomar, therefore the pasuk says, korbano, to teach you specifically your own korban, b'korbano hu yotze ve'no yotze b'korbano shel aviv. Okay, we're going to have two things here. We're going to have two types of cases. One is where we're going to have a bunch of different things. One is if the level changes, kala, chamura, chamura, kala, or it's the same level. We're going to have the father was mafrish an animal, or the father was mafrish money. We're going to distinguish between if the animal was designated, or maybe just money designated. So far we're only talking about animals. Yachol lo yetze b'korban aviv b'behema shefrish afilu min hakala al hakala u'min hachamura al hachamura. That's the assumption we just had from the previous section. So I get it. You can't be yotze from something your father's designated from the animal, even if it's the same level of chiyuv. Shaharei, and it's known that Ein Megaleach Neziruto al Behema Shefrish Aviv, Aval Yotze B'Maot Shefrish Aviv. When it comes to a korban of a Nazir, this is a strange case. Let's say the father's a Nazir, and he separates an animal for his korbanot Nezirut, and then he dies. So if I come, this is not a chatat, this is Nazir. So we're moving topics. He separates his korbanot for a Nazir. I come along and I say, I'm going to be a Nazir just like my father, under the condition that I use the animals that he used, that he designated. Okay, you know, what are you saying? I don't want to spend more money, but those animals were anyway designated for a Nazir. I'm going to be a Nazir like that. It doesn't work. You can't use this korbanot. But if the father set aside money for Nazir to buy the behemot, he didn't yet buy them, and I say, I want to be a Nazir like my father on the condition that I'm going to take the money that he designated and I'm going to use that for my korbanot, then I can do that. As long as he didn't say, this is for the ola, this is for the asha, for the chatat. It had to be that it was what we call stumi. He didn't specify, he just said, this money is for my korbanot Nazir. So, since there's this distinction in Nazir between whether he separated animals or money, okay, aval yotze b'ma'ot shefrish aviv afilu min hakala l'chamro al min hakamro al hakala, maybe you would say that you could take money that he was mafrish, even if it's a different level of chiyuv. Shaharei adam megalech neziruto al ma'ot shefrish aviv b'zman shein stumim v'lo b'zman shein mefurashim. Because there is a case in nezirut where I could take the money, so maybe the same thing would be the case in our case, where it was chatat. Okay, they're going to learn from nazir to chatat. Talmud Lomar, korbano, therefore it teaches you, no, you can't take his money either, okay? B'korbano hu yotze v'ein yotze b'korban aviv. So now that was different levels. Kala la chamura, chamura la kala, right? That was min ha-chamura la kala, kala la chamura. So now they say, yacholo yotze afilu b'ma'ot shefrish, afilu min ha-kala la kala, min ha-chamura la chamura. Fine, so I get it. You can't be yotze for ma'ot, even same level of chiyuv. Aval yotze b'korban shefrish la'atzmo. But what if, so you can't take your father's money, you can't take his animals, even different levels, I get that. But what about if I took a korban shefrish la'atzmo, afilu, right, I used it for one thing and now I want to use it for something else. Afilu min ha-chamura la'kala, min ha-kala la'chamura, Talmud Lomar, korbano al-chatato. Now they're darshaning the chatato part. Ad shehe l'shem chatat. It has to be in the name of that specific chet that you did. So if I separate it for myself for one korban, I can't use it for another. Yacholo yotze b'korban atzmo b'bei ma shefrish la'atzmo afilu min ha-kala la'kala min ha-chamura la'chamura. Right, I get, fine. I took it for one chet, I can't use it for a different one. Shekeinu mefrish b'bei ma l'chelev v'bi'al adam. Right, those are the same level. I get it, that doesn't work. Al adam v'bi'al l'chelev. Sharei lo ma'al v'lo kiper. Because if I do that, I take my animal and I separate it for chelev, and then I use it for dam, what's the halacha? Lo ma'al v'lo kiper. What does that mean? It was totally ineffective. Therefore, there's no din of me'ila, and I don't get atonement for it. Aval yotze b'ma'ot shefrish la'atzmo. Maybe if I separated money, not an animal, but I took money, maybe for chelev, maybe I could use it for dam. Min ha'kala la'kala u'min ha'chamura la'chamura, o min ha'chamura la'kala u'min ha'kala la'chamura. But maybe when it comes to money, maybe I could even do it at different levels. Shekeinu mefrish la'atzmo ma'ot al chelev. If I took money for chelev, v'hevian al adam v'hevian al chelev. I took money for dam, or I took money for chelev, and I switched it. Sharei ma'al v'kiper. The halacha is am chayev me'ila, meaning it was right. It was effective what I did. Me'ila means that I stole from Hekdesh. If I could take my money that I separated for dam and use it for chelev, and I get me'ila for it, that means that now I'm using it for chelev and I did something wrong. I misused that money because it should have been used for dam. And kiper, and it actually atones for the chelev. So if that's the case, it sounds like it's effective. So maybe I could actually do it l'chatchila. I could decide I want to do that. Talmud Lomar, korbano chatato. I can't do it. Ad she'e korbano l'shem chatato. So now the Gemara says, "My ma'al v'lo ma'al v'lo chiper." In the first case, it said, "There's no me'ila and you don't get kapara." Tir Gemara of Shmuel bar Shimi kimeid rapapa hachi kamar. This is what it means. Kevan de lo matzi ma'il kipurin ami lo machaper. This is what we explained already. Since there was no din of me'ila, it means it was totally ineffective, and therefore you're obviously not going to get atonement for the second thing because it didn't work. Ho il v'kach lo matzi mishane. Aval ma'ot, so therefore it's clear you can't change. Aval ma'ot, but money, kevan di mishane ma'al umayte korba me'ila, eima b'tchila nami maite. You might have thought that since if you change it, you're mo'el, but it actually is effective. You might have thought lechatchila you could do this and change it if you want on purpose. Kamash malan, that's why the drasha comes to teach you, no, you can't do that lechatchila. If you did it, it's effective, but you're not allowed to change your ma'ot from one to the other. If you do your mo'el and it works, but you're not allowed to do it lechatchila.